Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
All right, my friends, today we are going to walk through what's really, well, in this Epstein story, the file. We can't go through all the files. Listen, this is a complex thing, but what I want you to know more than anything is that we are here to talk about this as objectively and as fair-minded as we can, not to, my friends, use this for political purposes. That seems to be the obsession by many, many people out there. We're not going to do that today. We're going to pursue truth and justice, and that's what matters. So that's where we're headed today. I welcome you to the program. And friends, think about this. Your investments are like seeds that you plant. They grow, they multiply, but are they bearing the kind of fruit that you want them to produce? At 48 Financial, they believe your money should reflect your values. They specialize in wealth management and biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith. It's all part of what they call purpose-centered financial planning, helping you live a life of meaning and purpose. If you want to see if your investments are aligned with your values or to what degree they are, all you have to do is head on over to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd to complete a very quick and easy assessment. And then they're going to show you if or to what degree your investments align with your values. 48financial. They're here to worry about your money so you don't have to. All right. Listen, if you've listened to this program for any length of time, you'll know this program is about ideas. This program is about communicating truth. In fact, one of the fundamental mission of this program, it's in writing, my friends. The mission of this program is to help others hear and receive truth. Now, I got a version of that. I like how that's worded. In fact, you might remember several years ago, I had a comedian on this program. His name is Michael Jr. He's a Christian comedian. And if you've not seen his stuff, I encourage you to take a look. He's very mission-minded, very focused on helping people laugh. And that's where I liked what he said. He said, as a comedian, you know, a lot of comedians, the mindset is you want to try to get someone to laugh. I'm trying to get a laugh out, which is true, still fundamentally. But the focus then isn't just on you getting a laugh. The focus is giving someone an opportunity to laugh. It changes the focus and it changes things, I think, in a good way. And so that's why we welcome. I do care. But it doesn't matter to me for the purpose of you being here today what your political background is. In fact, I've had people say some very nice things about this program who are not politically aligned with me. They're not politically aligned with me. I'm not here to be a flamethrower. I'm not here to engage in personal attacks and the politics of personal destruction, as Hillary Clinton said all these years ago. I'm here to help people hear and receive truth. And so I don't chase. I know there's a lot of people out there who constantly pontificate and speculate. There's the whole conspiracy theory avenue that people go down, which that's a topic a day. That's a day program to talk about even the idea of what a conspiracy theory is, what that means, how that's to what degree things like that are possible, to what degree those things are just to what degree they're believable, achievable, attainable, to what degree they're maybe impossible, and just how the language to describe these so-called conspiracy theories are used to prevent people from actually coming up with other explanations. There's a whole topic, a whole show on that. And I don't mean, listen, the conspiracy theorists have put points on the board. The conspiracy theorists have oftentimes explained reality much better than the people who are pushing the official narrative, whatever that's about, COVID or take your pick of any number of issues. But I do think this is where I would say I'm not even interested in that approach, talking about conspiracy theories. See, I'm here to pursue truth. I think a lot of people view these conversations as purely like speculative entertainment, where they are speculating and again, as I said, pontificating and just kind of for the sake of entertainment, like, oh, that could happen. And it's almost like a murder mystery. That has no appeal to me. I'll be honest, if that's what you're looking for, you probably found the wrong show to tune into. But I would challenge you in this. I would say if you're interested in truth, and I think you should be, interested in truth and what really matters. Of course, if people are doing these things, then that is the truth. But the problem is sometimes these conversations aren't had in such a way so as to get to the truth. It's just to kind of have another idea out there. I know there's a lot of folks out there, a lot of women like the true crime stuff, which again, I'm not telling you what to listen to or not to listen to. But at some point, if these are true stories and we're just getting entertainment from the story, who did it? What's the plot? What's the narrative? I mean, these are people's lives. To me, I'd rather get the bad guy. That's just me. I'm not there just for the story. Like this is about truth, justice, and those sorts of things. So I resist sometimes some of these stories and narratives out there because it's so much speculation and so forth. And so I actually today, as I was thinking about what's going on out there, I think what's needed is just kind of a comprehensive, fair-minded approach to what's actually happening in this Epstein file story so far. And that's what I want to go through today. I want to go through this. I want to focus on what's necessary to do, what the truth is, so much as we can figure that out, and how we should approach this. So I know many people talk about Epstein for political reasons. I'm interested in justice. I'm interested in truth. Once we establish these things, let the political chips fall where they may, my friends. Let them fall where they may. So we're going to walk through what's really in those files, to what degree we know, what's missing, how the media, how politicians are spinning it, what it means for justice, especially for victims like Virginia Giuffre, who recently died by suicide. So here we go. What is actually in the Epstein files so far? So here's what we know. We've got the Republican-led House of Representatives. They have a committee called the House Oversight Committee. They've got many committees there. Of course, one of those is the Oversight Committee. They've released 33,295 pages on Jeffrey Epstein-related records that it has gotten from the Department of Justice. We had some, released back September 2nd. the committee subpoenaed the Department of Justice to release everything it had. And the files include things like emails, memos, reports, all sorts of things, attachments. It's a paper trail from the federal investigation of Jeffrey Epstein. That's the one that he was in jail for, that investigation, those charges, when he died by suicide, they say, in 2019. Just about a week ago, the Oversight Committee also released another 20,000 pages of documents from Jeffrey Epstein's estate. These include his own emails, schedules, contacts, records of where he was traveling, stuff like that. So we're looking at over 50,000 pages that in one form or another is public. And that's just from the recent waves here of releases. So when you hear the phrase Epstein files, what we're talking about are those tens of thousands of pages that have been delivered from the Department of Justice and from Epstein's own estate. It's a lot of paper there. It reminds me of Hillary Clinton's emails, just based upon the quantity there. And that's part of the problem. It's information overload. And so you have a bunch of information, and it can be confusing to sift through, especially as just an average person who, you know, some people think they got this thing figured out. They know what's going on. They can explain all this stuff. Other folks are just picking and choosing. Some things can be taken out of context. Some things can, it's just a lot. It's a lot of information. So what's largely already been out there, which is not new, was uncovered, or I guess you could say was found when reporters initially dug through those 33,000 pages. 33,000 pages from the Department of Justice. That was a lot of that was repetitive. It was copies of earlier court filings, previous statements from victims, internal emails summarizing things that we already knew. And so there's a lot of redundancy, a lot of a lot of stuff that wasn't new. The Guardian and other media outlets said the files appear to contain mostly information that's already in the public domain. And that, of course, led to frustration because people think, hey, you've dragged your feet on releasing this. When you do release it, it's stuff that we already think that we know. It seems to be repetitive. What's going on? So, but there is some new stuff and stuff that's getting some attention, of course. And that's largely these emails that are coming from Jeffrey Epstein's estate. In particular, an email where he talked about Donald Trump. In a 2011 email, Epstein tells Ghislaine Maxwell, that a victim was listen. So the other thing that's going on here is there's a lot of redactions. You got to protect the identity of the victims and so forth. So this was leaked to the media, and it was redacted. And in an email from 2011, Epstein tells Maxwell that there was a victim who had spent, quote, hours at my house, Epstein said, with Trump, and that Trump, quote, knew about the girls. Now, pause there. I know Clinton's name's been mentioned in this. I mean, of course, we all know some other names that have been brought up and so forth. Prince Andrew? Lots of people that, you know, that have been hated by one side or the other. I think that it is that there's a lot of this can be explained. A lot of this can be explained by the fact that there's a desire to bring down individuals. And there's no desire to bring down an individual that's greater than the desire to bring down an individual named Donald J. Trump. I mean, how many times do I have to go through the examples of how he has been targeted, how he has been had the government weaponized against him, how many examples of impeachment and hearings and allegations and criminal charges and civil charges, and how many times does he have to sue the media, threatened winning lawsuits, by the way, winning lawsuits where they're defaming and lying about the president. I mean, there's a lot here to unpack. That, again, is another program that's probably multiple days. We could go through those case by case and probably spend a week on the way that Trump has been targeted by people in the media, in the Democrat Party, the globalists. There's a lot of people targeting President Donald J. Trump. And there's a lot of people that would love to see other big name people, Obama, Clinton, take your pick, go down from this. I understand people assume that, I mean, some of these folks are nefarious people who I can understand why people think that they have a laundry list of bad things attached to their name. And so people want justice, even if it's not for something that we know they did elsewhere. If they can somehow be implicated here, there's a desire for that person to pay for what that person has done to other people. I mean, the Clintons, you think about all the allegations and all the, my goodness, all the people that allegedly were connected with the Clintons that died mysteriously. I mean, that is, again, we're talking about things here that could be episodes or multiple episodes on this program. So if anything I say here, some of you have been newer to politics, you might not know about, say, the Clinton political machine. If you don't, I mean, that might be something you want to look into. I just can't talk. That's, again, that would take me hours to go through all of that. So people want justice, and that's not a bad thing. We should want justice, but when we stop wanting just justice and we want retribution, we want this person to pay, I would say we need to have a realignment of our thinking here. We're out of whack. That's not the way to. I want justice. I want justice for the victims. I want justice for the victims' families. I want justice for our society. If to what degree this was going on and the people who were involved in Jeffrey Epstein's just absolutely disgusting alleged system here of what he's done, victimizing young women, sex workers, all this stuff, children, especially problematic when you factor in children. You've got not just sexual assault, which is terrible. You've got just terrible things, rape, and you've got rich and powerful people that have been alleged to be going to his island for these encounters with young girls. It's just sickening and disgusting. It's ruined lives, and we want justice for them. We want justice for their family, and we want these sorts of things to be, people who engage in these sorts of things to be held accountable, whether they have 50 cents to their name or $50 billion or $1 trillion or getting close to Elon Musk's, Elon Musk numbers approaching $1 trillion. So that's what we want. The White House has said that the unnamed victim in that email was actually Virginia Giuffre, who actually has, she has already said in other testimony that President Trump, she never saw him do anything. She basically exonerated him personally. So if it was an email from her, of course, the allegation is Trump knew about this. Let's get Trump. I've seen public school. There's a public school teacher I know who on a Facebook response to me actually made the allegation that Trump was having, was doing inappropriate things with underage girls. That was an allegation. It made a direct allegation, not just saying, hey, he's in a shady situation. It looks like he might have been involved. Okay, you can ask, you can have that question. That's what reasonable people do. But if you go to the point where you make the claim without evidence, by the way, what is the evidence? This email is the evidence, where the email said Trump spent hours at the house and that he knew about the girls. That was an email from almost 15 years ago. And according to the White House, not by the documents, because the documents were redacted, the White House says that that was written by Virginia Giuffre, because she's the one who said Trump was not implicated. She never saw him doing anything with these underage girls and so forth. So there's just a lot of stuff out there. People want to get certain political figures. Of course, nobody wants to get anyone more than the insane, radical, godless leftists want to get Trump. Again, it's all part of the Seinfeld-Newman strategy. As long as it takes, they'll do whatever it takes, as long as it takes them, so long as it takes Trump away from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and ends this nightmare, when they can stop screaming at the universe and all that sort of stuff and begin to live their lives again. But people are all over the place. You've got conspiracy theories. You got people guessing or just throwing out names. Then you got the whole thing. If you knew Epstein, if you had a picture with him publicly taken, somehow you're automatically implicated as well. Listen, it makes no difference, Democrat or Republican. Just because you met the guy doesn't mean you had the slightest idea about this. It could mean that you did. It could mean that you were participating in it. But being a person who's fair and just, you can say just by meeting the guy, just by being a guy that got an email from him, you may not have had any idea what he was up to. And of course, at the other end of that spectrum, you could have absolutely known and been right in the middle of that Sodom and Gomorrah. So there are genuinely some new details out there. Of course, namely what I just said, that Epstein claimed that Trump knew. But much of what we got from this most recent document dump is the repackaging of things, again, that we already knew or hiding key details behind black bars and those redactions. So that's kind of where we stand now. As I get to the, I'm going to have to pause here. This is a good place to stop. I've just got a minute or so here in the program. But truth and pursuing truth and actual justice, more than retribution, more than political victories, is the pursuit of truth. And I feel like that's, of all things, I feel like that is missing dramatically from this discussion, at least for a lot of people. Friends, if you're curious about Kratom, you're just trying to figure out who you can trust, let me introduce you to Christopher's Organic Botanicals, family-run company that offers natural, lab-tested Kratom, not the synthetic stuff that's given Kratom a really bad name. They source their Kratom, they test it for purity, they source it responsibly, my friends, they test it for purity. That's what they're all about. They're working with farmers in Indonesia. They follow the same traditions that have been used and trusted for generations. No gimmicks, no shortcuts, just clean, honest alternatives, looking for more, well, a natural way, not more pharmaceuticals to support their health. Start with the Kratom Starter Pack, a great way to begin. Coupon code TODHUFF will save you 10% off your first order. Can find out more, get information, research, go to christophersorganicbotanicals.com. That's christophersorganicbotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency. Time out here for me, my friends. Sit tight, back here in just a minute.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48 Financial's. 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Talking here about Jeffrey Epstein, what we know, what's going on, the political ramifications of this. I'm deliberately making sure we don't politicize it while at the same time explaining and articulating how this is being positioned as a political narrative. That's what people in politics care most about. Again, politicians, it pains me to say it. There's some exceptions to this, but politics is the art of taking credit for everything that is good going on in a society, and of course, the art of blaming your political opponents for everything that is bad. Of course, if there's someone who's involved in exploiting women and young girls for sex, then of course, you have to somehow tie your political opponents to that if possible. That's what politics has become for many people. It's sick and it's disgusting. It should be about ideas while at the same time pursuing justice. I want whoever's involved, whatever the political consequences, or even if there's no political consequences, I want the truth to be known for justice to be served. That's what I want, whatever the political cost, my friends. Department of Justice and the FBI released a memo in July, you'll remember this, saying that they found no client list. So what that meant was there's no master list. He didn't have a little book that says, here's a list of my clients, and what the services, what despicable, wicked services they were paying for, or whatever. Not a list of people who were involved in soliciting sexual favors and whatever else is going on there with trafficked girls. FBI DOJ also said they found no evidence of a blackmail scheme where Epstein would systematically use compromising information to control powerful people. You can see why this matters, right? This goes back again. I'm not implicating him in this Epstein situation, though his name is certainly brought up. But it's the same reason why, one of the reasons why, it mattered back in the 90s that Bill Clinton was having an affair with the intern Monica Lewinsky. Because the idea is here, if foreign countries get information like this and they have evidence and they make a phone call and they say, Mr. Clinton, I've got some evidence here of you doing something that would really embarrass you, would harm you politically, would destroy your marriage, would cause your friends and neighbors to question your integrity, whatever. But I won't release those. I won't share that if you just help me out with a couple of things. I need you to do X, Y, Z, whatever. And that, of course, is compromising our nation's sovereignty and our nation's national security. And so these things matter. And so if Epstein had evidence on people who were attending, visiting his island and engaging in these horrific acts, and he had information and evidence, he could say, okay, I'm going to blackmail you. I'm going to blackmail you if you're a politician. I'm going to blackmail you if you're just someone who's elite and wealthy and who has a lot of power on the world stage. That sort of stuff can come in handy when you need favors called in. Also in that memo in 2025, back here in July, I should say, the memo reaffirmed that Epstein died by suicide in his jail cell back in 2019, which of course seems absolutely unbelievable to a lot of people, which of course only adds to the mystery and the questions that surround this entire circumstance and situation. That same memo also said the government does not plan to make future public disclosures for review. That upset people as well because they go back and they remember Pam Bondi back in, what was it, February, saying she was going to release the full Epstein list. And now suddenly saying that there's nothing there. And I remember talking about this on the program. Yeah, this is complicated. What do people think when people talk about the Epstein list? I mean, you know, the idea in the pop culture is that there's a list that's got all these names, and it's got the name of the person, it's got their political affiliation, their net worth, and it's got a list of the dates that they visited the island, the things that they did, these just wicked things, the girls that they were with, that they were raping, abusing, taking advantage of, how much they paid, maybe some videos. People believe that there's sitting somewhere in some vault in Washington, D.C. or somewhere, just video evidence of all this stuff, and that politicians are protecting the release of that because it has either they're on the list, people that have donated to their campaigns are on the list, their friends are on the list, another person in their political party is on the list, and so they don't want to release it. And that's certainly possible at this particular time. I think the Epstein list is really, that's not really the best way to say it. It's the most efficient way to say it. But I think the best way to say it is probably the Epstein client evidence, the Epstein, maybe just the Epstein evidence. What is that? How do we piece it together? And while I don't put it beyond them to hide information from us, to keep us from knowing the truth, to protect the people who are politically in the in class or, you know, in the in crowd or whatever, I don't put that past them at all. They certainly it's in their personal interest to do that. They kind of like the system as it's set up, and it's certainly something that could exist. I think that it's far more likely that there's a lot of questions and a lot of, you know, names and emails and a lot of reading between the lines, interpreting things. I don't think that it's just sitting there, a list of names who people are guilty, and you can just release that, and then what, right? I mean, what if that's the case, why aren't there, I just have a lot of questions about this, and I think you do as well. I think it's much more likely that there's just a bunch of information that we've gotten that has to be pieced together. And, you know, the obvious connecting, that just logically thinking, I've got someone who's been charged for trafficking women and minor girls and so forth. And now there had to be customers, right? There had to be customers. Who was he trafficking these women to? Who was Ghislaine and Jeffrey Epstein trafficking these people, these young women, these victims to? And so there's questions that remain. So things that remain sealed or very, very heavily redacted include things like grand jury transcripts, exhibits, evidence from those grand jury hearings and so forth, some financial records, which show who paid what amount, when they paid, parts of flight manifests, travel details, some internal law enforcement investigative notes and communications. So we've got tens of thousands of pages that include a lot of information, a lot of words, plenty of those black boxes that cover up things that are relevant or potentially relevant. We don't know. We're connecting dots. We're making assumptions. The public can see just enough to wonder what else is being hidden. And so you've got these series of selective dumps, which now have involved President Trump with this latest email where Jeffrey Epstein said that Trump knew about the girls. And now it's being heavily politicized. Democrats in the House put out curated sets of emails that specifically highlight Trump in communications here. They made it clear that, to point out, they made it obvious that Epstein said that Trump, quote, knew about the girls, and that a victim allegedly spent hours with him at Epstein's house. This is, of course, people on the left see this as an opportunity to basically go after Trump, but they also want to target people who are in these elites. So listen, I can agree with you on that. I want justice to be served for anybody. I don't want to target. I don't want to say Trump's involved. Let's go find out how he's involved. I don't want to put anybody's name in that blank and say, let's go find evidence to implicate them. I want the justice, truth and justice to be served here. The White House, again, as I mentioned, said that the email in question here was written by Virginia Giuffre, who said that Trump never did anything to her, was not implicated at all. So that email would, the way that it's being presented by the left, would conflate with actually what's going on there. Or what she's testified to previously. So there's this, you know, finger pointing. He said, she said. We got half information, maybe less than that, maybe 10% of the information. Then we got stuff that's redacted. It's just a big mess. Everybody has their assumptions, and we have a lot of theories and speculation beyond that. I got to take a time out, my friends. Really quickly, though, if you're concerned about your cholesterol, check out Solte, S-O-L-T-E-A, Solte.com. It's a natural supplement that has been proven to lower cholesterol. It's good for your heart. May do the same for you. It's a great way to take proactive steps to take care of your heart and your overall health. Solte.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. Promo code Todd will save you 50% plus get free shipping on your first order. It's very affordable. It's a great first step. Solte.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. Promo code Todd. Quick time out here, my friends. Back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? T-Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at tbathproducts.com. That's tbathproducts.com. T-Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Just going through as fairly as we can, as objectively as we can, and kind of doing a summary of what we know and don't know about these so-called Epstein files. And final segment here that we'll do that today. Friends, let's be honest, when your financial world starts getting a little bit more complicated, you need more than one-size-fits-all advice. That's where Full Suite Wealth shines the brightest. Their team specializes in working with families and individuals at your level, offering personalized guidance that goes far beyond the basics, from private equity and private credit to options, strategies, and coordinated legal planning. Full Suite Wealth helps you see the big picture and make confident decisions about your legacy. It's all about having a dedicated team to guide you every step of the way so you can focus on what matters most, my friends, your goals, your family, your future. If you want real financial security, confidence in your life, if you want to have a team that's helping you push in that direction, visit FullSuiteWealth.com, FullSuiteWealth.com. Jason and his team are there to help you answer your questions, my friends, build your legacy, secure your future. Democrats are trying to spotlight the Trump emails, which we've talked about, trying to make him look as bad as possible, trying to implicate him as they've done with everything else. You know, they've cried wolf a lot for President Trump at every opportunity that they've got. They should have no credibility about this anymore. They want him. Let me tell you this. I don't want any particular individual to be on that list. I truly don't. But I want the people who are involved in the so-called list, the people who are guilty of these heinous crimes, to face justice, absolutely. Indeed. But the left wants Trump on these emails. They want him to look as bad as possible. They want to take this guy down. Again, whatever it takes, as long as it takes them, so long as it takes Trump away from being this nation's president. Republicans say, look, the victim that wrote this email is one who said that she wasn't abused by Trump. And Democrats are cherry-picking evidence to try to implicate him. And then there's, you know, a lot of pages out there that don't fit any narrative, that who knows what's really in them, because people are just looking for political headlines and political narratives. So really, I do want to talk a little bit about Virginia Giuffre in the time that we have available. She was one of the victims, born in 1983, died by suicide earlier this year at the young age of 41. Probably she's one of, if not the most well-known victim in the entire Epstein network. She was allegedly groomed as a teenager and then trafficked by Epstein, by Ghislaine Maxwell, to rich and powerful men. She says that she was working at the spa in Mar-a-Lago. That's, of course, Trump's club in Florida. You know about Mar-a-Lago. As a 16-year-old, when Ghislaine Maxwell approached her about a job that led her to Epstein, she later brought high-profile claims, including claims against Prince Andrew, which resulted in a settlement. And she became, one of the most well-known, if not probably the most well-known, person and kind of the face of the Epstein group of survivors from Jeffrey Epstein's horrible, horrible things. She has a posthumous memoir that is out called Nobody's Girl. It came out last month, telling her story as a survivor and as an advocate. And what's critical here to the political issues surrounding this heinous crime, this terrible situation, is what did she say about Trump? What did she not say about Trump? Well, in a 2016 deposition that was officially unsealed, she was asked directly about Donald Trump and Epstein's crimes. She said that she didn't think Donald Trump participated in anything. She never saw or witnessed him take part in the abuse that Jeffrey Epstein participated in. She said that she had heard Trump had been at Epstein's home, but she had not seen him there herself. Of course, you know where that runs from the media's perspective. Again, she never accused him of abusing her. Under oath, she said, "I don't think Trump participated in anything," and she never saw him involved in any of Epstein's crimes. And according to the White House, she's the one that was the source of the email, I guess, saying that Trump knew about the girls and so forth that Epstein was referencing in his email. Anyway, but this, listen, today's Todd Talk, and I'm not going to obviously get into that. You can go to the website for that, or those are, I put those out every day also in our newsletter, toddhuffshow.com, if you want to sign up for that for free. But in today's Inner Circle newsletter, there's the Todd Talk, as there always is. And in the Todd Talk, I talked about something that Hunter Biden said on a podcast recently. And on the podcast, he said, they were talking about the political fallout and everything that happened, just the political temperature in this country after the Charlie Kirk assassination. And Hunter Biden wants to turn it up. Everything is political for these folks. They were talking about life and death, whether it's with Charlie Kirk or with these victims of Jeffrey Epstein. And what we should want is justice and truth, my friends, wherever the political chips may fall. I gotta go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? T-Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at tbathproducts.com. That's tbathproducts.com. T-Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.